If you've ever engaged in any type of warfare, whether that be human or spiritual, you always know that one of the tactics is to find out what the enemy is doing ahead of time so that you can know in advance how you will be attacked and prepare accordingly. In the spiritual world, it's the same thing. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could hear behind the scenes of how Satan and the demons, how they plan, how they attack us? What are the typical things that they tend to do? If we really knew, not just guessed or heard from here, but really knew behind the scenes. Today's saint gives us this privilege. Venerable Mary of Agreda is arguably one of the greatest mystics in the Catholic Church. She has this amazing work called The Mystical City of God, where she talks about the whole of the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's unbelievable and unparalleled, the things that she shares. And today's excerpt is from a conversation that Satan had with the demons after Jesus died on the cross. So in terms of time, this video is most appropriately being held around that time, just before Holy Week. So I will read the middle portion that contains the most information. I want you to really listen in and be asking yourself this question. What were the plans of Satan that I already knew? So when they happen, I know, okay, that's from the devil. And what were the plans from Satan that I fell for that I was not aware of? So that you can kind of see, wow, the devil did that. That wasn't just a human error, that was satanic. And also try to think, okay, what are some of these things happening in the world currently? And now I know that's part of Satan's plan. Before maybe I thought, but now I know. So without much further ado, let's hear behind the scenes of what they think. Some of the principal demons gave their answers to this dreadful proposal, encouraging Lucifer by suggesting various schemes for hindering the fruit of the redemption among men. They all agreed that it was not possible to injure the person of Christ, to diminish the immense value of his merits, to destroy the efficacy of the sacraments, to falsify or abolish the doctrine that Christ had preached. Yet they resolved that in accordance with the new order of assistance and favor established by God for the salvation of men, they should now seek new ways of hindering and preventing the work of God by even greater deceits and temptations. In reference to these plans, some of the astute and malicious demons said, "It is true that men now have at their disposal a new and very powerful doctrine and law, new and efficacious sacraments, and in this woman a new model and instructor of virtues, a powerful intercessor, and an advocate. Yet the natural inclinations and passions of the flesh remain just the same, and these sensual creatures who seek pleasure have not changed their nature. Let us then, making use of this situation with increased astuteness, foil as far as in us lies the effects of what this God-man has wrought for men. Let us begin strenuously warfare against mankind by suggesting new attractions, exciting them to follow their passions in forgetfulness of all else. In this way, being taken up with these dangerous things, men will not pay attention to anything else." Acting upon this counsel, they redistributed the spheres of work among themselves, so that each squadron of demons might, with a specialized competence, tempt men to different vices. They resolved to continue to propagate idolatry in the world so that men might not come to the knowledge of the true God and their redemption. Wherever idolatry would fail, they concluded to establish sects and heresies, for which they would select the most perverse and depraved of the human race as leaders and teachers of error. Lucifer showed himself content with these infernal counsels for establishing opposition to divine truth and destruction of the very foundation of man's rescue, namely divine faith. He lavished flattering praise and high offices upon those demons who showed themselves willing and who undertook to find the blasphemous originators of these errors. Some of the devils charged themselves with perverting the inclinations of children at their conception and birth, others to inducing parents to be negligent in the education and instruction of their children, either through an inordinate love or aversion, and to cause a hatred of parents among children. Some offered to create hatred between husbands and wives, to place them in the way of adultery, or to think little of the faithfulness promised to their conjugal partners. all agreed to sow among men the seeds of discord, hatred and vengeance, proud and sensual thoughts, desire of riches and or honors by suggesting fallacious reasoning against all the virtues Christ has taught. Above all, they intended to weaken the remembrance of his passion and death, of the means of salvation, and of the eternal pains of hell. By these means, the demons hoped to burden all the powers and abilities of men with concern for earthly affairs and sensual pleasures, leaving them little time for spiritual thoughts and their own salvation. Lucifer heard these very suggestions of the demons and replied, "I'm much in debt to you for your opinions. I approve of them and adopt them all. It will be easy to put them into practice with those who do not profess the law given by this Redeemer to men. For those who accept and embrace his laws, it will be a difficult undertaking. But against this law and against those who follow it, I intend to direct all my wrath and fury. I will most bitterly persecute those who hear the doctrine of this Redeemer and become his disciples. Against these, our most relentless battle must be waged to the end of the world. In this new church, I must strive to sow my weeds, the ambitions, the avarice, the sensuality, and the deadly hatreds with all other vices, of which I am the head. For if once these sins multiply and increase among the faithful, they will, with their accompanying malice and ingratitude, provoke God's anger, and justly deprive men of the helps of grace left to them by the merits of the Redeemer. If they strip themselves of these means of salvation, we will have assured victory over them. We must also exert ourselves to weaken piety and all that is spiritual and divine so that they do not realize the power of the sacraments and receive them in mortal sin, or at least without fervor and devotion. For since these sacraments are spiritual, it is necessary to receive them with a well-disposed will in order to reap their fruits. If they despise the medicine, they will languish in their sickness and be less able to withstand our temptations. They will not see through our deceits. They will let the memory of the Redeemer and of the intercession of his mother slip from their minds. In this way, their foul ingratitude will make them unworthy of grace and irritate their God and Savior so as to deprive them of his helps. And all this, I want all of you to assist me strenuously, losing no time and missing no opportunity for executing my commands." My friends, that is a lot to meditate on. Meditate on it. Think about it. Listen and write out the different plans Satan has. I hope hearing this helped you become more aware of the plan that Satan and the demons have against our salvation. Let us not be ignorant, and also may we inform others. We are on the second to last day, one more day. Let's persevere. See you tomorrow.